Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom. First off, all praises to the Most High and His Son. Today's class, the understanding of the Sabbath. We get a lot of foolery, man, when we talking to different people about the Sabbath day. You know, one time I was dealing with somebody and they was like, I was like, you know, you're not supposed to do no work on the Lord's Sabbath. Oh, so I can't drive my car? You know, sometimes people say stupid stuff, you know, and the Bible say if he be ignorant, let him be, you know, let him be ignorant, because he's really not trying to hear nothing outside of what he already know. That's what a lot of our people be dealing with. But we're going to go into the class, man, just going to pull a few light scriptures. Hopefully everybody get edified, you know, and I'm going to shoot a special shout out, man, to all the brews that's out here striving, scratching and crawling, man, to keep these commandments, man, you know. One thing I can, I've been taught since I've been in this truth is your record, your rap sheet. You got to make sure your rap sheet clean. You got to make sure your record clean, man. So when people try to come against you and say things against you, that it ain't a stain on you, you know. And all they can do is go pull from some frivolous, you know, 30 seconds of a word or whatever, and they can... You know, they run with that and, you know, go do what they have to do. But when they go do a background check on me, ever since I've been in this truth, I ain't been celebrating birthdays. I ain't been beating on women. I ain't running around here with two wives. I ain't doing none of that. Yeah. You know, so, you know, one thing about this truth, man, you want to make sure that your name is clear. So all praise to the Most High and His Son for that, for helping me keep my spirit strong and helping me be able to help other brothers, you know. Right. All praise to the Most High for that. So we're going to roll into class, man. Give me Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 8.
The book of Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8.
Read.
And the Lord spake unto Aaron, say,
read,
do not drink wine, nor strong drink,
thou
nor thy sons,
read,
with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation.
So when you enter into the house of the Lord to teach the people to do the service, we ain't supposed to be on any drink or any strong drink. It can bring confusion into the house of the Lord.
That's right.
What does strong drink do to a person? It gets him, he's inebriated. He's not in his right mind. The Bible say, be sober.
Right.
Be vigilant.
Right.
Read,
lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever. Throughout your generation.
So when we get ready to do this work, nobody is to be on any alcoholic beverages. Not only that, you got to think about wine and strong drink throughout the Bible. It's not always talking about wine and strong drink. Wine and strong drink can be other doctrines.
Right.
It could have things to damage your mind. Same thing alcohol does. Read on.
And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy.
So he's speaking to the Levites, you know, and I take this very seriously. You know, he say we supposed to put a difference between the holy and the unholy. Read on up.
And between unclean and clean.
Between the unclean and the clean. So we supposed to set an example for Israel and let them know by our walk.
That's right.
The difference between holy and unholy. The difference between clean and unclean. Read up.
And that ye may teach.
May do what?
And that ye may teach.
Read.
The children of Israel.
All
his statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them. By the hand of Moses.
By the hand of who?
By the hand of Moses.
By the hand of Moses. Another Levite. So, if you a Levite, you're supposed to take diligent heed on your walk.
That's right.
You supposed to, because you gotta feed the people. You gotta feed the congregation. You know, some of us don't take this seriously.
Yep.
Some of us really don't. Give me the book of Nehemiah 8:8. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 8.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 8.
Read.
So they read in the book and the law of God
Distinctly,
And gave the sense.
And did what?
And gave the sense.
They gave the sense. They gave the understanding. Read.
And caused them to understand the reading.
Because sometimes when you read the Bible, you really don't get an understanding of what it's saying, because a lot of us really don't know what precept upon precept, line upon line, really means. A lot of us are lost in that category. That's right. So when we come and we teach the Bible, we have to read it precept upon precept in order to feed the understanding to the people. We have a lot of people, man, even I, when I first got into this truth, a lot of people, when they first got in here, they fought with what to do on the Sabbath. They fought with what they supposed to have in their house. They fought with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We fought with all these things because we had no understanding of the scriptures.
Now,
and as we grow and as the years go, we get more understanding, and it makes life easier. Give me Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7. Very important. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7. Go ahead.
The book of Malachi chapter 2 verse 7.
Read.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
What the priest's lips supposed to do?
For the priest's lips shall keep knowledge.
Read.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
So when they come to us, they're supposed to seek the laws of God at our mouth. We are never supposed to put the sheep in a messed up situation. We are never supposed to put the sheep in harm's way. We're supposed to keep knowledge on our lips. The things we say supposed to speak life into the sheep. Read.
For he is the messenger of the Lord.
What is he?
For he is the messenger of the Lord.
So we are the messengers of the Lord. Read on.
Of hope.
We are the messengers of the Lord of hosts. And as messengers, matter of fact, as messengers, we're supposed to be able to break down what this Bible say, you know. And then, not just break down what it say, we got to put that in our actions to show the people how to walk this walk. Give me Job 33 and verse 23. The book of Job, chapter 33 and verse 23. One thing we have to do is understand, man, when we're dealing with this Bible, it's very serious. When we got blood on our hands, it's very serious. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing, God. Read.
The book of Job, chapter 33, verse 23.
Read.
If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter.
A what?
An interpreter.
He said, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, he's supposed to be able to interpret the scriptures. Read.
One among a thousand to show unto man his unrighteousness.
Read it again.
To show unto man his unrighteousness.
Read it again.
To show unto man his unrighteousness. Uprightness.
His uprightness. This is what the interpreter, the messenger of God, is supposed to do. He's supposed to show unto a man his uprightness. You're supposed to teach a man how to walk upright. You know, how you going to do that and your actions don't portray what the Bible say?
That's right.
How you going to do that and you willing to take the congregation amongst the wolves and let them be devoured? How you going to do that? Sirach 6 and 6. The book of Sirach, chapter 6 and verse 6.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6.
Read.
Be in peace with many.
He said, be at peace with many. I'm going to show you an example of something. Read.
Nevertheless.
Uh-huh.
Have but one counselor.
Have what?
Have but one counselor.
No, be dealing with different schools. Be listening to different teachings. Read.
Have but one counselor.
Read.
Of a thousand.
He said, have but one counselor of a thousand. Because if you have more than one counselor, that's confusing. Because now you got a person saying you should leave your wife. Now you got a person saying you can have two wives. Now you got a person saying that stay married. Have one counselor. One counselor. And what we supposed to do? Judge the spirit by the spirit. So we let that counselor be proven that he's a man of the Lord before you let him counsel you. Now we're going to get into the class. Give me Genesis, all right? 2:1. The book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 1.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1.
Read.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
Uh-huh.
And all the host of them.
So understand, God was in the midst of creating the world. Read.
And on the seventh day,
uh-huh,
God ended his work.
Read.
Which he had made. And he rested.
And he did what?
And he rested.
Read.
On the seventh day. From all his work.
Uh-huh.
Which he had made.
Read on.
And God blessed the seventh day.
What did God do?
And God blessed the seventh day.
God blessed the seventh day. Read.
And sanctified it.
And separated it. Sanctified it. Cleansed it. Read.
Because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created.
So in it he had rested. He had rested from all his work that he toiled in. Why are we supposed to work 6 days and on the seventh day have a Sabbath of rest? Why are we supposed to have a holy convocation on the seventh day? Because he blessed it. He hallowed it. He That's separated right. it. Who else did he do that to? Who else did he do that to? He did that to Israel, right? So this is a special day for the Hebrews. The Sabbath. Give me Sirach 33:7. The book of Sirach, chapter 33 and verse 7.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 7.
Read.
Why doeth one day excel another?
Why is one day more important than another? Read.
When as all the light of every day,
uh-huh,
in the year is of the same.
When all the light of every day of every year comes from the sun. So why is any day different from the other? Read on.
By the knowledge of the Lord.
By who?
By the knowledge of the Lord.
Read.
They were distinguished.
By the knowledge of the Lord, they were distinguished. They were put in order. They were made. Read.
And he altered seasons.
And he altered seasons. Read.
And feast.
And what?
And feast.
And feast. So he separated these days and he gave these days what you would call, he made these days special unto Israel. Read up.
Some of them have been made high days.
Some of these days have been made high days, more important days. Read.
And hallowed them.
And did what?
And hallowed them.
And hallowed them. Read.
And some of them have he made ordinary days.
And some of these days are just ordinary days. Some of these days are just a day you woke up and able to go to work, and another day you had to take to feed your family, or another day to spend with your wife and your children. These were just another day where you had to go and deal with the world. But he made some days unto us special days. Now, who else did this? Did not Esau give us idolatry, pagan worship days?
Bring it out.
Did not he give us days that were we supposed to celebrate his Christmas and his Thanksgiving and his Easter? He gave us these days, but it's all idolatry to the Israelite. But dealing with the Sabbath, people fight over so many things, man, so many things, and it really be nothing. It really be nothing. So we understand that the Sabbath day is a special day for us. Give me Exodus 20:8. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. And verse 8.
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8.
Read.
Remember the Sabbath day.
He said, remember the Sabbath day. Remember means never forget. Read.
To keep it holy.
To keep it what?
To keep it holy.
To keep it separate. So the Sabbath day is a day of separation unto Israel, where we separate ourselves from the world, separate ourselves from mama, daddy, and them that's still in the world, where we separate ourselves and deal with the people of God. Read.
6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work.
Understand something. Esau know this too. Why he got people working 7 days a week? Why he got mandatory nights and weekends? Why is he taking away from all the time when you're supposed to have your time that you spend with the Lord? He understands some of this. Read.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
He said, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Read.
Thy God, in it thou shalt not do any work.
That's where the confusion comes in. Thou shalt not do any work. In it, you shall not do any work. We're going to bring some clarification to that here in a minute. Read on.
Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter.
That's why they ain't washing no dishes in the house. That's why ain't nobody took the trash out of the house. Think. Read.
Thy men servants, nor thy maid servants.
Read.
Nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate.
So nobody's supposed to do any work on the Sabbath day. Read on.
For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth.
Uh-huh.
The sea and all that in them.
Read.
Is and rested the seventh day.
What did he do on the seventh day?
And rested the seventh day.
Read.
Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day.
There wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. Read.
And hallowed it.
And what did he do?
And hallowed it.
Made it special, man. Hallowed it. Separated it. It's a special day for Israel. But we still fight. We still fight over certain things. And I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all read these scriptures and y'all get kind of lost. Because when you're dealing with the Bible, you see how he designates the Sabbath day. But how was Shai's purpose? His purpose was to come and die for our sins. His purpose was to come and show us how to keep the commandments in love and teach us in which way we should walk.
Right. But
he also came to bring clarifications because the Pharisees was using this to their advantage.
That's right.
I'm gonna show you. Exodus 31:12. The book of Exodus, chapter 31, and verse 12. Go ahead.
The book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 12.
Read.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Say, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep.
Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep. This is something that we should do no matter what. Read.
For it is a sign between me and you.
For it is a sign, a memorial between me and you. Read.
Throughout your generation.
How long?
Throughout your generation.
Read.
That ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you.
That I am the Lord that does cleanse you, sanctify you, separate you. Read.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you.
Uh-huh.
Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death.
This is where the fear come in there. Everybody that defileth it shall surely be put to death. So now, you got people using, it says, beware lest any man beguile you through philosophy and vain deceit. When they say stupid things like, I'm not supposed to work today, so I ain't supposed to walk to the store. You know, I can't walk to the corner. I can't go check my mailbox because I ain't supposed to work today. Come on, man. Read on.
For whosoever doeth any work therein,
uh-huh,
that soul shall be cut off.
Read.
From among his people.
He said, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. That's very big. That's a very big thing. Read.
6 days may work be done.
Uh-huh.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Read.
Holy to the Lord.
Separate unto the Lord. Read.
Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
Whoever doeth any work on the Sabbath day, he shall be put to death. So y'all know about the man picking up sticks on the Sabbath day. What is a man picking up sticks to do? He's not supposed to be kindling any fire. But why is he picking up sticks?
Bring it out.
He's not supposed to be trying to build anything. So why is he picking up sticks?
Bring it out.
The picking up sticks ain't. They know he was about to do something with those sticks that he was gathering. That's the point. It was about to be work done.
Teach, dude.
Read on up.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
To observe the Sabbath.
To observe, to keep or to obey the Sabbath. Read.
Throughout their generation.
Throughout our generation. Read.
For a perpetual
covenant. For a what?
For a perpetual covenant.
For a perpetual covenant. Read.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Forever.
How long?
Forever.
How long?
Forever.
See? This is something that we always supposed to do.
That's right.
Is uphold the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Read on.
For in the 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested. And was refreshed.
And was what?
And was refreshed.
What do y'all think us coming together doing on the Sabbath when we come to the school and get fed the word of God? What do y'all think that is? We've been in the world all week. All week long, we've been working in the world. We've been dealing with people in the world. When we come together, this is refreshing. That's you know, right. When I come in and brew my brothers up, this is refreshing.
That's right.
I've been going and dealing with hell all week. Now I get to go deal with heaven. You feel what I'm saying? This is what this day is for. This is for us to come together. This day is always needed.
That's right.
Now, give me Isaiah 58:13. Simple scriptures. Very simple. Go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 13.
Read.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
That lets you know how important it is. Read.
From doing thy pleasures on my holy day.
On my day, on the day I separated for us. He didn't separate just for him. He separated for him and his children. Read.
And call the Sabbath a delight.
Uh-huh.
The holy of the Lord.
To separate the holy unto the Lord. Read.
Honorable.
What?
Honorable.
What should we be doing on the Sabbath day? Keep reading up.
And shall honor him.
We should be honoring the Lord on the Sabbath day.
That's right.
We should be honoring the fact that we are the children of Israel. We are awakened. We back in stride again with the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to be. Read.
Not doing thy own way.
Not doing what we want to do, because that's that battle between the flesh and the spirit again. We're not doing what we want to do. Read.
Finding thine own pleasure.
Nor finding our own pleasure. Now we going to celebrate our anniversary with one of our wives.
Bring it out.
Now we going to celebrate her birthday today.
Bring it out.
No, I'm gonna slap her in her mouth today.
Bring it out.
You know, I'm gonna beat on her today. You know, so that's what some of these Hebrew Israelites be doing. Read.
Nor speaking thine own words.
Nor speaking thine own words. Read.
Then shall thy delight thyself in the Lord.
Then shall you delight yourself in the Lord. We don't see each other all week.
Bring it out.
When we come in here, we miss each other so much, man. It'd be more love going around the room than I ever seen before in my life. Because we've been dealing with this world all week long.
Bring it out.
Read.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places.
Read.
The heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord have spoken it.
Go back and read the whole thing again. You missed a line. Go ahead.
Then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father.
So what do you think when we come in here on the Sabbath day, what's going on? We getting fed with the heritage of Jacob.
That's right.
We getting fed with the heritage of our people.
That's right.
Man, I'm telling y'all something. Sometimes I can't wait to bust in this dough, man.
Bring it out.
Because my bruise is up in here waiting on me. We finna go to war. We finna go to war together. After war, we gonna hang out and we gonna talk and we gonna discuss some matters. Maybe something came up somebody didn't know how to deal with. We gonna discuss that matter. It's always a teaching moment. That's what I've learned since I've been in the truth. It's always a teaching moment.
That's right.
The Sabbath is the day that we supposed to delight ourselves in the Lord and who we are, man. He gave us a day to celebrate us. But some of us still don't want to partake in it. Some of us don't. You read that last part? Go ahead, read.
For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Uh-huh. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now, Exodus 16 and 22. And I'm reading all this for a purpose. I want y'all to get the picture of where I'm going first before I go in. Go ahead.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 22.
Read.
It came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses.
So what they was doing was prepping for the Sabbath. So on the sixth day, they gathered twice the food, twice the things that they needed. Read.
And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath.
Read.
Unto the Lord, bake that which ye will bake today.
He said, bake that which ye will. Do it right now. Do it today. Read.
And see it, that ye will see it, and that which remaineth overlaid up for you to keep until the morning.
And so eat what you're going to eat for the day and leave some for you tomorrow. That's why you did everything in doubles. You did enough for the day and enough for tomorrow. Read.
And they laid up till the morning as Moses bade. And it did not stink. Neither were there any worms therein.
Read.
And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord.
He said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath of the Lord. Read.
Today ye shall not find it in the field.
Today you're not supposed to be in the field finding anything. Read.
6 days ye shall gather it.
6 days ye shall gather it. So 6 days you should be preparing for the Sabbath.
That's right.
Read up.
But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
He said, in it there shall be none. So in the Sabbath day, you ain't supposed to be doing anything. The work, none. But this is where we got caught up at. This is that point where we got caught up. And you got sister don't want to change her baby diaper on the Sabbath. She don't want to do no work, you know.
Bring it out.
You got a sister drop the donut on the floor. She don't want to get it up because it's the Sabbath. You'd rather get roaches then, huh?
Bring it out.
I mean, I'm just saying. Sometimes, man, you have to think with a positive mind. You gotta understand what's being said. Give me Luke 24:45. The book of Luke, chapter 24. And verse 45.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 45.
Read.
Then open their understanding.
What did Christ do?
Then open he their understanding. That they might understand the scripture.
This is what Christ's purpose was for coming. This is what his purpose was for. He was coming to show us how to do this because we haven't been taught. So he said, hey. The Lord said, hey. I got a job for you to do. I'm gonna give you the people, but I need you to show them the way because they not learning. So this is what he did. He opened our understanding that we might understand what the scriptures mean. So we explaining the Sabbath today. Give me Matthew 12:1. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 12:1. Let's deal with it.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 1.
Read.
At that time, Yahushua went on the Sabbath day. Through the corn.
Through the what?
Through the corn.
Read.
And his disciples were in hunger.
What was wrong with the disciples?
And his disciples were in hunger.
And the disciples, they was hungry. Read.
And began to pluck the ears of corn. And to eat.
And begin to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. Read up.
But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day.
So why your disciples out here picking corn on the Sabbath day? Now, is they out there gathering bushels of corn? Or are they out there doing work? You got to ask yourself this question. Read on up.
But he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was and hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of and did eat the shewbread.
Now he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread. Read.
Which was not lawful.
Which was what?
Which was not lawful.
Read on.
For him to eat, neither for them which were with him.
Uh-huh.
But only for the priest.
But it was, what, who was it for?
Only for the priest.
Now let's get some clarification on that. Give me 1 Samuel 21 and 1. 1 Samuel 21 and verse 1.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 1.
Read.
Then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech.
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 Mm-hmm.
The priest.
Read.
And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David.
Read on.
And said unto him, why art thou alone?
Why are you by yourself? Read.
And no man with thee.
Uh-huh.
And David said unto Ahimelech, the priest, the king have commanded me a business. And have said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee.
Uh-huh.
And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place.
Okay, now hold up. If you read this story before, you know David was lying. The king hadn't sent him to do nothing. So we know that lying lips are an abomination to the Most High, right? So what was David doing at this point? It's just an example. What was he doing at this point? He was dealing with his situation with knowledge because Saul was out to kill him.
That's right.
They wonder why he's alone because he always has a band with him. Because he's always going to take care of business for the king. But at this time, he was alone. That looked funny to the priest. Why is he by himself? But he had to deal with them according to knowledge. So what was he doing? Was it sin? Because Saul was trying to kill him. Or was it not sin?
Bring it out.
See, you got to get clarification. Some things are done in righteousness. See, David had to do what he had to do in order for his life to not be taken. He was the next king. He was being guided by the foot. His footsteps were being guided by the Lord. See, a righteous man's footsteps are what? Yeah. Come on now. So you got to understand what's going on. Read on up.
Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Or what there is present.
He said, give me 5 loaves or whatever you have present. Because he was hungry. Read.
And the priest answered David and said, there is no common bread under my hand.
There is no common, there is no regular bread under my hand. Read.
But there is hollowed bread.
Hollowed what?
Hollowed bread.
But there is the shoe bread. Read.
If the young men have kept themselves at least from women.
If the young men are walking uprightly. Read.
And David answered the priest.
That's
and
it on said, that. I'm going to roll into that in just a second. That was verse 4, right? Okay, now let's go to Leviticus 24 and 1. Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 1.
The book of Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 1.
Go ahead.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
read.
Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten, for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continuously without the veil of the testimony.
Do this, all right. Drop down to verse 5.
Verse 5. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes. Thereof 2 tenth deals shall be in one cake.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt set them into rows, 6 on a row, upon the table before the Lord.
Read.
And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row,
uh-huh,
that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Even an offering made by what?
Even an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
He said, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Read.
Every Sabbath he shall set it in order.
Every Sabbath. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order. So they prepared this bread on the Sabbath day. These are leavened cakes made by fire. Read.
Before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And he shall be Aaron's and his son.
Uh-huh.
And they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of the offering of the Lord made by fire.
Made by what?
Made by fire.
Read.
By a perpetual statute.
By a perpetual statute. So, I want to, are we supposed to be cooking on the Sabbath day?
Bring it out.
See, you gotta get clarification. You know what I'm saying? This was an ordinance given by the Lord. So we ain't supposed to be cooking nothing on the Sabbath. But this ordinance right here, the Levites, they had to prepare the shewbread. Some situations, and I'm gonna say that some situations with clarification, we are able to do certain things. Because you got to deal with your life according to knowledge also. So think about the Sabbath day. Think about the things we have to do on the Sabbath day. So you just mean to tell me you in the house, you're not moving around the house? You ain't making no sandwich today? You ain't making no bowl of cereal today on the Sabbath? You get what I'm saying?
Bring it out, Mom.
If you can't work, a man that don't work, don't eat is not the same. You feel what I'm saying? See, I'm trying to get y'all to get some understanding with what's going on here. Now, let me First Samuel 21:4. Go ahead when you get there.
The book of First Samuel, chapter 21, verse 4.
Read.
And the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hollow bread.
Uh-huh.
If the young men have kept themselves, at least from women."
Read.
"And David answered the priest and said unto him, Of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days.
Read on.
Since I came out, and the vessel of the young men are holy."
And the vessels of the young men are holy, and they walk upright. Read.
"And the bread is in a manner common gate."
Read.
"Though it were sanctified."
Though it were cleansed. Read.
"This day in the vessel."
This day in the vessel. Read on.
"So the priest gave him hollow bread."
What did the priest do?
"So the priest gave him hollow bread."
What did the priest say? Okay, so if it was by law, the priest, that bread is for the priest. Nobody's supposed to eat of it but the priest. But they gave some to David. What did they just do to David? What did they just do? I mean, did they not? What does the Lord require of us? Mercy and not sacrifice? I'm just saying. I'm going to give you some more here in just a second. What I'm trying to do is get you to understand what the Sabbath is about.
Bring it out.
Hopefully this will bring you some clarification. Give me Matthew 12:5. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 12, and verse 5.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 5.
Read.
"Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath and or blameless?"
He said, did you not hear how the priest profaned the Sabbath and are blameless? So what they was given to do when they was made by fire unto the Lord on the Sabbath day, he said they profaned the Sabbath, but they were blameless. Why? Because it was an ordinance given by the Most High. Lord ain't tell you cook them burgers on the Sabbath day. You did that. You know what I'm saying? Give me, matter of fact, give me Numbers, 28:9. And we gone, yeah, give me Numbers 28:9. The book of Numbers, chapter 28, and verse 9.
The book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 9.
Read.
"And on the Sabbath day two lambs of the first year without spot, and to 10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil and a drink offering thereof.
So you got this meat that you mingled with oil. You're not finna cook it. Read up.
This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath.
Read.
Beside the continual burnt offering. And his drink offering.
Now, give me Exodus 35 and 1.
The book of Exodus, chapter 35, verse 1.
Go ahead.
And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them,
read.
These are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them.
Go ahead, Rob.
6 days shall work be done.
But on the seventh day, read.
There shall be to you an holy day.
It's going to be to you a holy day. Read.
A Sabbath of rest.
A what?
A Sabbath of rest.
Read.
To the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death.
Whosoever doeth what?
Whoever do work therein shall be put to death.
Say, whoever does any work therein shall be put to death. Read on up.
Ye shall kindle no fire.
Ye shall do what?
Ye shall kindle no fire.
Ye shall do what?
Ye shall kindle no fire.
Read.
Throughout your habitations.
Read.
Upon the Sabbath day.
He said, ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day. There's the difference. See the difference? It was an ordinance for the priest to prepare the shewbread to do a burnt offering unto the Lord on the Sabbath day. He said they profaned the Sabbath and were found blameless. I'm just giving you a little edification. Give me Matthew 12 and 6. Say Matthew chapter 12 and verse 6.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 6.
Read.
But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple.
He said, he's letting them know where they stand. He is there, and he's greater than the temple. Read.
But if ye had known what this meant, I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
I will have what?
I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
He said, if ye shall know what this meant, he said, you shall have mercy and not sacrifice. Read.
Ye would not have condemned the guiltless.
Ye would not have condemned the guiltless. How do they condemn? Because what do? They use this. They use the Sabbath day. They use the word to their advantage. What did Christ do on the Sabbath day besides help people? When you help someone, what are you showing them?
Get out.
You're showing them mercy. You feel what I'm saying? These are the things that we got to learn how to. We got to learn how to see.
That's right.
You know, some of us still kind of blind to what the scripture's saying. Give me 1 John 3 and 16. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16.
The book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
Read.
Hereby proceed we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us.
Read.
And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Read on.
But whoso hath this world's good.
Whosoever has this world's good. Read.
And seeth his brother have need.
And seeth his brother in need. Read.
And shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him.
And shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him. Read.
How dwelleth the love of God in him?
How dwell the love of God in him if you won't even help your brother? You see he in need. You see he going through something. How dwelleth love the love of God in you? I wonder. How did that work? That's not showing any mercy. He said, but I shall have mercy instead of sacrifice. Let me show you something else. Give me Deuteronomy 15 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 7.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 7.
Read.
If there be among you a poor man, of one of who? Of thy brethren.
If there be a poor man among us, of our brethren, read.
Within any of thy gates.
Near any of us, read.
In thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thy hand wide.
But thou shalt show him mercy. Thou shalt open thy hand wide. Read.
Unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need.
And shall surely give him what he needs. Read.
In that which he wanted.
And in that which he wanted. So, on the Sabbath day, are we not supposed to help one of our brothers and they hungry?
Bring it out.
They see? They dealing with something. Your brother come to your door. You're not gonna get up and open the door and feed him if he hungry.
Bring it out.
I mean. Come on, Israel. Tell me what you gonna do. Oh, we ain't dealing with nobody on the Sabbath. Close the door. Is that what you gonna do? See, it's time for us to start looking out our spiritual eye. Some of us are not seeing out our spiritual eye.
Bring it out.
You know. Give me Matthew 12:8. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 8.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 8.
Read.
For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day.
For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Read.
And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue.
Where did he go?
He went into their synagogue.
When he departed thence, he went into their synagogue. Why did he go into the synagogue? Why did he go in there? Cause see they right now they got a problem because Christ, his disciples was eating corn out the field on the Sabbath day. They plucked some corn and they ate it. If they was gathering baskets of corn to take home, that's work. But they was hungry, so they gathered they plucked the corns and they was eating the corn. If David and them had went and bought some bread, they would have been in sin. So what did they do? They went to the priest. So they could be given bread. What did the priest do? He didn't have no extra bread. All he had was the shoe bread, the sanctified bread that was fit for them. He gave it to them. They was in the midst of their brother David. And they said, let me feed my brother. Let me give him what he needs. See, we don't do that a lot. Give me Luke 4:16. And then we're going right back to Matthew 12:10. Luke 4:16.
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16.
Read.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Understand, as his heritage was, as his custom was, when he went into the synagogues, he was going, he basically going to church. It was a Sabbath day. He was going into the synagogue. Let's go back. 12:10, Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 10.
Read.
And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? That they might accuse him.
That they might what?
That they might accuse him.
They say, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? That they might accuse him, read.
And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep?
That shall have what?
That shall have one sheep.
Read.
And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day.
On what day?
On the Sabbath day.
Read.
Will he not lay hold of it and lift it out?
So you mean to tell me you're not going to save your food?
Bring it out.
You're going to let your food die? If it fall into a pit on the Sabbath, so you gonna let your daughter wear a dirty pamper because it's the Sabbath. Oh, so you gonna leave that macaroni and cheese you spilled on the floor on the Sabbath? You just gonna leave it on the floor, huh? And get roaches and gnats on the Sabbath? I'm just saying. Where we at? Read on.
How much then is a man better than a sheep?
So what was he saying? How much then was him healing that man? Then what was the difference between him healing that man and them pulling a sheep out of the ditch, out the pit? What was the difference in it? Wasn't no difference. Read.
Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
What is it lawful to do?
Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
Girl, change your baby pamper before she get a rash.
Bring it out.
Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
Girl, pick that macaroni and cheese up off the floor before we get roaches.
Bring it out.
Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day.
Common sense.
That's right.
Common sense. Read on out.
Then said he to the man, stretch forth thy hand.
Uh-huh.
And he stretched it forth.
Read.
And it was restored whole. Like as the other.
Understand, man. There's nothing wrong with feeding the sheep on the Sabbath. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with going out to the street corners teaching the people on the Sabbath. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because what are we doing? We showing mercy. We helping people. We trying to bring them back to the fold. You got to get better. Y'all got to get better at what you do.
That's right.
Give me James 2 and 15 right quick. James 2 and 15, right quick. The book of James, chapter 2, and verse 15. Go ahead.
The book of James, chapter 2, verse 15.
Read.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food.
If thy brother and sister be naked and destitute of daily food. Now, it's two folds to this scripture. If thy brother and sister be naked in sin and destitute of daily food without understanding of the word, it could be that. Or it could be your brother and sister need clothes and need food. Read.
And one of you say unto them, depart in peace.
Depart in peace. This is what we do a lot of times to our people. We tell them to depart in peace. Read.
Be ye warm and filled.
I'm going to pray for you, sister. Depart in peace. You, something will happen for you. Read.
Notwithstanding, you give them not.
But notwithstanding what?
You give them not.
Read.
Those things which are needful to the body.
Uh-huh.
What doeth it profit?
What did it profit me to tell them to go and be at peace and they was hungry? They was naked. They was in sin. They had no understanding of the word. What good did it tell me to tell them to go in peace without helping them with the problem that they had? What good did it do? So somebody come to me on the Sabbath and need me, my brother or my sister, I got to help my brother or my sister. Whatever it takes. I got a flat, bro. I'm out here on Loop Lake June in Buffalo. I got a flat, bro. Oh, man, I ain't supposed to do no work on the Sabbath. So, you know, walk home. You know, we'll fix it. We'll fix it after the Sabbath.
Bring it out.
So the police come tow his car. He got to pay a tow bill. He got to. Nah, I'm supposed to go help my brother fix his flat.
That's right.
Get him off the side of the road. It is good to do good on the Sabbath. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Give me Job 31:16. Book of Job, chapter 31, verse 16.
The book of Job, chapter 31, verse 16.
Read.
If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fall.
He's saying, if I have did these things, if I have did wrong, this is wrong to cause the, he said, if I have withheld the poor from their desire, if I have not gave them what they need, read.
Or have eaten my morsel myself alone.
Or have eaten my morsel myself alone without helping somebody in need. Or have I caused the eye of the widow to fail? Have I gave her something that's against her? Read.
And the fatherless have not eaten thereof.
If I eaten this morsel of myself and the fatherless, the poor, they have not eaten. Read, man.
For from my youth he was brought up with me, as with a father. I have guided her from my mother's womb.
Read.
If I have seen any perish for want of clothing.
If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, read.
Or any poor without covering.
Or any poor without covering, read.
His lungs have not blessed me. And if he were not born with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate.
He's saying if he'd done these things, if he had not helped his brothers, if he did wickedly, this is not using wisdom. Read.
Then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade.
He said, then let me be punished. Let my arm fall from my shoulder blade for not reaching out, for not helping the people in need.
That's right.
Read.
And my arm be broken from the bone.
And my arm be broken from the bone. Read.
For destruction from God was a terror to me.
He said, for destruction from God is a terror to me. I'm supposed to. He's a Levite. He's supposed to reach out and help the people.
That's right.
No matter what day it is. No matter what time it is. Read.
And by reason of his highness, I could not endure.
He said, but by reason of his highness, I could not endure. He had to make these things happen, man. Our people, they tend to play with this word, but they use it to their advantage. If they don't feel like doing something, they use the word. If they don't want to stand up and be a man, they use the word. I see many people sin, but try to defend it with the word. Now, if you want to ask me what wicked is, that's wicked. That's wicked. That's evil. Matthew 12 and 14. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 14.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 14.
Read.
Then the Pharisee.
Then who?
Then the Pharisee.
You got a choice. You either going to be a Pharisee or you going to be walking like Christ. Read.
Went out and held a council against him. How they might destroy him.
How they might what?
How they might destroy him.
Give me John 9 and 16 right quick. St. John chapter 9 verse 16.
The book of John chapter 9 verse 16.
Read.
Therefore said some of the Pharisees. This is not of God.
This is not what?
This is not of God.
He's healing. He's helping on the Sabbath day. They say, therefore, this is not of God. Read.
Because he kept not the Sabbath day.
Because he did what?
Because he kept not the Sabbath day.
So read on.
Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?
How can a man that's a sinner heal the people on the Sabbath? How such a man? Read.
And there was a division among them.
And there was division among them because some could actually see. Some had eyes that could see and ears that could hear. But the Pharisees and Sadducees, they had eyes that could see but see not.
That's right.
And had ears that hear but could hear not. Let's deal with that miracle right quick so I don't want nobody thinking that he was out there. Boom. You got a new arm, player. Boom. You got a new hand, player. You know. Give me Acts 2 and 22.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 22.
Read.
Ye men of Israel, hear these words.
Yahweh
shall Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. By miracles.
By miracles, read.
And wonders.
And wonders, read.
And signs.
And signs, read.
Which God did by him in the midst of you. And ye yourselves. Also note,
read,
him being delivered by the
determinate
counsel.
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel, read.
And for knowledge of God.
Read.
Ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
So understand, those miracles was just having the knowledge, being able to counsel the people and having the knowledge of God to teach the people to make them walk righteously instead of wickedly. That's what it is. 1 Peter 5 and 1. Last precept. 1 Peter 5 and 1.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 1.
Read.
The elders, which are among you, I exhort. Who am also an elder.
Read.
And a witness of the suffering of Christ.
We are witnesses of the suffering of Christ, because guess what? We're going through what he went through. We're doing it right now. Read.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Read.
Feed the flock of God.
Feed the flock of God. Read.
Which is among you. Taking the oversight
Taking the leadership thereof. Taking the oversight thereof. Read.
Not by constraint.
Not by constraint. Not because somebody making you do it. See, that's that Pharisee and Sadducee spirit. They God is making them do it. You know. Read.
But willingly.
But what?
But willingly.
Some of us just answered the phone and said, hey, we're going to do this. Because this is what the Lord has called me to do. Some of us doing this out of the love of God, and some of us just doing something. Read.
Not for 50 look pure.
But
of a ready mind.
But having a ready mind. Y'all seen Ezra had a ready mind. He prepared himself to teach the laws of God. Read.
Neither as being lords over gods. Heritage.
That's the big problem with the leaders in Israel today. They want to be lords over the heritage. Some of them getting a fat paycheck from the congregation. The Bible says if a man work, don't eat. When did 10% change from food to money? This is what's wrong with Israel. We got too many people trying to lord over God's people.
That's right.
Read.
But being example.
But doing what?
But being example.
We're supposed to be the example of an Israelite. Read.
To the flock.
We're supposed to be example to the flock. So, when we're delivering the scriptures wrong, we misleading the flock. So now we got them bumping their head over what they should do on the Sabbath, what they should do on the Feast of Tabernacle, what they should do. And I'm going to do another class to show y'all, because a lot of y'all, if the feast is not in the book of Leviticus, then it's not a feast. Well, why was he honoring the Feast of Dedication?
Bring it out.
I'm just saying. But that's another class, another day. On that, we say shalom.